And that is the Mona Warren. Its song is entitled, I Know That He Loves Me. Man, when we know that the Supreme One loves us, talk about comfort. So something else that can comfort us, though, Pastor Gamble, is when we're confident about what God's purpose for us is. And you were sharing with us that we can be doing things. At times it seems like we're just going through some motions. We're just taking steps to do this for this reason, do it for that reason. We may not have any idea what the reason is. But somewhere down the road, God starts connecting the dots for us and starts saying, the reason you did that back then is because I knew you were going to use it by the time you got here. The reason you did this, and I was pulling all that together, just working it all together for your good, because I knew that the day would come when you would be here and all that you experienced then would help you now.
Absolutely. That is so powerful, sir, because as I look at the life of David, David said, a bear showed up. I kill a bear. David said, a lion showed up. He said, I was being prepared and didn't know I was being prepared. Yes. And then all of a sudden, here come Goliath. He said, if God prepared me for a time as this, and he came up against that uncircumcised Philistine and took him down. Because it was part of his purpose that God has for his life. And so we can see even in David's life how God prepared him for that ultimate goal to be the king. Yes. And we understand you said something that was so renowned, because anytime intimacy takes place in our lives with God, it produces fruit. Mm. Yeah. And this man was intimate with God, because this was the man that said, the Lord is my shepherd.
Yes.
I shall not want. He making me lie down in green pastures. He leaded me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. This was the man that got so intimate with God to the point that he said these words, the Lord is my life and my salvation. Mm. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? Yes. And so the intimacy that took place prepared him for the purpose God has for him, because without intimacy, without you tie it into God without you pursuing God. Because see, as I said earlier, when you pursue God and God show up and the glory of God is there, it's going to produce purpose. And so that's why it is so important that as you pursue God and you get intimate with God, God's going to increase your capacity. Because see, a lot of us, people get stuck at levels sometimes. Yes. Even in levels of the anointing, we get stuck in them. And a lot of time, it's not because of God, because God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. But when we get to a place that as we pursue God, God said, I enlarge your capacity for me. He said, I bring your borders out a little bit more. And the more he bring capacity, he said, I'm going to send another level of authority. Because without capacity, the authority is not going to be there. And that's why it is so important as we pursue God and the things of God, God can really show us our purpose. And this was a man that he had mistakes. David had mistakes, didn't he?
Yes, sir.
And what makes it so good that a lot of time people can get caught up in your mistakes and mix the glory on your life.
Mm.
Because, you know, sometimes we are cardinal-minded people, and you can do one thing. You can save the world now, but if you did one thing that was out of sync with what they thought you should have done, and because the Bible did say, now, if I sin, I sin against God.
Yes,
it really wasn't against you. It was against God. And so ultimately, as I begin to look at all these characters in the Bible, which I would not go through, I don't have the time for it, but if you look at Esther and you look at her life and how she was there for a purpose.
Yes.
She said, I've been put here for a purpose. She said, if I die, I will die. Mm-hmm. But y'all, we are here. We are purpose people. And she even got her mark in the Bible based on what the purpose was for her to make sure that the Israelites was not really vacated off the planet. And so we can begin to see in her life where purpose took place, even in Daniel's life and Joseph's life, where purpose really had a priority, where God would take even Joseph's life and he preserved even the children of Israel. And ultimately, I skipped a line because I wanted to talk about the last person.
Okay.
So I want you to begin to, I wanted to realize that this person was the one that ultimately that brought us back to God, and that was Jesus. Yes, sir.
Yes. Yes. Talk about purpose. The man who was spoken of from the very beginning in Genesis. And when the fulfillment of time, you shared with us when the time is right.
Yes, sir.
And he did not show up until the time was right. Ladies and gentlemen, our guest has been Pastor Michael Gamble. He has shared with us so much wealth about purpose and the power of purpose. I want you to be listening out because he's going to eventually join us again, because we're actually going to segue into another topic that's going to focus on predestination. He touched on that earlier today. I don't know if you caught it or not, but he touched on that earlier today. But we are going to be talking about that in a very significant way the next time. So be on the listen out, and I will let you know. Pastor Gamble, thank you so much for joining us and for enriching us so much.
It's such an honor, sir, to be here with you on today.
All right, everyone. Till next time.